O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. We have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Psalm 4, verses 1 to 3. Answer me when I call, O God. Defender of my cause, you set me free when I am hard-pressed. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. You mortals, how long will you dishonor my glory? How long will you worship dumb idols and run after false gods? Know that the Lord does wonders for the faithful. When I call upon the Lord, he will hear me. We have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. A reading from Acts chapter 13, verses 44 to 52. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitude, they were filled with envy, and contradicting and blaspheming, they opposed the things spoken by Paul. Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, "It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first. But since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, 'I have set you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth.'" Now when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many had been appointed to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was being spread throughout all of the region. But the Jews stirred up the devout and prominent women, and the chief men of the city raised up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them from their region. But they shook off the dust from their feet against them and came to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Irish missionary Columbianus wrote, "Seek then the highest wisdom, not by arguments in words, but by the perfection of your life, not by speech, but by the faith that comes from the simplicity of heart." Let us pray. As we pray now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Holy Spirit, our teacher, as we dive into Scripture, would you awaken our hearts, expand our minds, and shape our identity today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We rejoice in God's goodness today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 23. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask ourselves, are we early responders? Or a slow and steady processor? Is there something we've learned recently, something we're mulling over, but have yet to incorporate it into our life? God, we ask you for help to take that critical next step in our learning, putting it into practice. God, we pray for our church and the church around the world. We ask that our learning would be characterized by an enthusiastic response to your divine invitations to us. May we be doers of your word, putting our learning into practice. And may we do so with great joy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we give permission for you to interrupt our lives. Today, set us on a trajectory towards someone who is on a spiritual quest. May we learn together. And we thank you for your promise of joy in Psalm 105, verse 43. He brought out his people with rejoicing, his chosen ones with shouts of joy. We receive your promised joy today with gratitude. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and forgiveness. Help us to hear your word and to follow you today. Numb our ears to the persistent call of idols like vanity, consumerism, power, and pride. Enable us to lead lives tempered by the awareness of others' needs and propelled by your love. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.